Nolte, CBS News clears CBS News of wrongdoing in CBS News deceptive edit of Kristi Noem. By John Nolte on September 4, 2025. CBS News has no valid explanation for why a deceptively edited Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's listing of all the crimes illegal alien Kilmar Abrego Garcia has been credibly accused of. CBS News just paid $16 million to settle an election interference suit with President Trump after the far-left 60 Minutes was caught deceptively editing Kamala Harris to make her look good, but she's a Democrat. And here CBS is once again using deceptive editing to further their agenda. In this case, to portray the Trump administration as obsessed in its pursuit of a Maryland man. As opposed to an alleged wife beater slash gangbanger slash human trafficker slash child porn solicitor. CBS News released a statement this week offering no valid reasons for what was obviously a partisan decision. Secretary Noem's Face the Nation interview was edited for time and met all CBS News standards, the far-left network said in a statement. The entire interview is publicly available on YouTube, and the full transcript was posted early Sunday morning at psnews.com. That's it. That's the statement. CBS has no valid answer. We are talking about 24 seconds out of a 40 to 45 minute broadcast, without ads. Shouldn't the statement read like this? CBS News has completed its investigation into CBS News. So CBS News can now report that CBS News did nothing wrong, per CBS News. Why those 24 seconds? Over those 40 to 45 minutes, CBS News had all kinds of opportunities to edit out 24 seconds. Why, then? The most damning and credible accusations against their precious Maryland man. CBS has no business using the public airwaves. This regime's broadcast license should be revoked. Using the public airwaves is a privilege, not a right, and CBS is abusing this privilege. CBS can continue to spew its lies and propaganda through cable and streaming. The arrogance of that statement is hilarious. As though CBS News clearing CBS News is good enough. These clowns think it's still 2008 and that they can get away with anything. They smugly whistle past the graveyard as their ratings and credibility slowly and deservedly die because any kind of change would be admitting they did something wrong. They are all Dan Rathers now. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.